It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi, brought to you by Vermont Victory Greenhouses and Gardeners Supply. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Mary.
And happy Earth Day Eve.
Happy Earth Day Eve to you.
I'd love to know some things to sort of celebrate Earth Day, some suggestions that you have to kind of be more planet-friendly with our gardening habits.
Yes, it's the 54th anniversary of Earth Day. Pretty amazing. I even remember the first Earth Day.
I think I do, too.
There you go. So a lot of times people will celebrate Earth Day by doing something special on that day. But as gardeners, we should look at the bigger picture. And it'd be nice to change some gardening practices that will help the Earth every day. And that's what I want to focus on. The first thing is recycling. I think the theme this year is planet in plastic. Recycling all those plastic pots you have. Now, you can't recycle them through normal channels because they're not the right kind of plastic. But the Vermont Nursery and Landscape Association has teamed up with different nurseries and garden centers around the state. In the last few years, they've been offering weekends where you can bring in your plastic pots and they will recycle them. And they have a place down, I think it's in Connecticut, who will recycle them for you. So check that out and try to save your pots and then find one of those recycling situations and go there and be good to the planet and reduce the amount of plastic we have. Of course, we all want to move on from pesticides. I mean all pesticides, even organic ones, because they can be harmful too. So start using things like floating row covers, mesh covers, interplanting and doing companion planting, and growing things in containers to try to reduce the amount of pesticides in the environment. We all want to grow pollinator-friendly plants, especially native ones, but we don't have to be zealots about it. You don't have to rip out every plant that's not native or a pollinator plant. You can leave some of your favorites in there, just supplement with some other natives and some that are called nativars, which are nicer looking varieties of natives that still will attract pollinators. So that's something to look for in a garden center. It's called nativars. You can also reduce your lawn this time of year. There's 50 million acres of lawn grass in the United States. It's just kind of crazy. You don't have to, again, rip out your whole lawn. You can just create little patches, maybe a little meadow patch somewhere where you let the wildflowers grow for pollinators. That could be a nice thing. Or maybe put some shrubs in an area that normally is a lawn area. Or if you do have lawn, make it bee friendly. We've talked about that on past shows where you can put clover, thyme, and prunella in to make it more of a bee-friendly lawn by mowing it higher. And then finally, share. Share seeds, share plants, share your knowledge, share you. Team up with civic gardeners, with church groups, with school groups, and teach other people how to garden and extend all that knowledge and love that you have to future generations. All these things you could do just by remembering Earth Day.
Okay. Love those suggestions. Well, Anna from Granby, Quebec called in and has a question about her bee balm patch. Let's give this a listen.
I love bee balm bergamots, and I've allowed them to kind of overrun my garden and property. But I've noticed, which is just fine by me, but I've noticed that after 3 years, kind of they stop blooming or they stop growing in the same spot. They move on. But how can I get them to take over again the original spot? How can I get them to grow there again? Do I need to dig it all up or just lay out cardboard and put new soil and put new plugs off the plants? Anyways, love to have his comments. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
So, Anna, yes, your bee balm can be dug up. Bee balm is really forgiving. You can dig them all up. You can cut them into smaller little groups. You can maybe put them in pots. I would, if you did dig them up, I would get rid of all the soil and the seeds and other roots of other weeds that are in there, so you'll start fresh. And then you can renovate that bed that maybe has gotten overgrown. Or if it's not too badly weeded, you can just take some of those new plants and put them in where the old ones were.
Okay, great. If you have questions, call or write to us, gardening@vermontpublic.org. That's gardening@vermontpublic.org. And listen back to this wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary. And I'll be seeing you in the garden.